Chapter 34. The nose is crapped. Clean Willie, very nervous, was drinking at the Houndstooth pub. He left there about six and headed straight for the Holy Land. He moved swiftly through the evening crowds, then ducked into an alley. He jumped a fence, slipped into a basement, crossed it, crawled through a passageway into an adjoining building, climbed up the stairs, came out into a narrow street, walked half a block, and disappeared into another house, a reeking Netherscan. Here he ascended the stairs to the second floor, climbed out onto the roof, jumped to an adjacent roof, climbed up a drainpipe to the third floor of a lodging house, crawled in through a window, and went down the stairs to the basement. Once in the basement, he crawled through a tunnel that brought him out on the opposite side of the street, where he came up into a narrow mews. By a side door, he entered a pub, the Golden Arms, looked around, and left by the front door. He walked to the end of the street, and then turned into the entrance of another lodging house. Immediately, he knew that something was wrong. Normally, there were children yelling and scrambling all over the stairs, but now the entrance and the stairs were deserted and silent. He paused at the doorway, and was just about to turn and flee, when a rope snaked out and twisted around his neck, yanking him into a dark corner. Clean Willie had a look at Barlow with the white scar across his forehead as Barlow strained on the garrotting rope. Willie coughed and struggled, but Barlow's strength was such that the little snakesman was literally lifted off the floor, his feet kicking in the air, his hands pulling at the rope. This struggle continued for the better part of a minute, and then Clean Willie's face was blue and his tongue protruded grey and his eyes bulged. He urinated down his pants leg and then his body sagged. Barlow let him drop to the floor. He unwound the rope from his neck, removed the 2 5-pound notes from the snakesman's pocket and slipped away into the street. Clean Willie's body lay huddled in a corner and he did not move. Many minutes passed before the first of the children re-emerged and approached the corpse cautiously. Then the children stole the snake's man's shoes and all his clothing and scampered away.